Welcome to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com, your daily morning podcast, updating you on everything you need to know to win your fantasy baseball league. Here's your host, Brian Entrecken.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. I'm your host, Brian Entrecken, a.k.a. KC Bubba. You can find me on Twitter at BDNTREK, B-D-E-N-T-R-E-K. Hope everybody had a good Wednesday of baseball action on the diamond. I'm here to recap the Wednesday news and notes from the day and get you ready for 4th of July Thursday. So let's get cracking on the news and notes from Wednesday. Aaron Civale kicked off the day, getting traded to the Milwaukee Brewers. As we get closer to the trade deadline, we got a big one today. Well, kind of big one. And with Aaron Civale going to the Brewers, and in exchange, infielder Gregory Berrios was sent to the Rays. Taylor Clark was DFA'd to make room for Civale. Over 17 starts with the Rays this year, Civale had a 5.09 ERA with a 4.06 Sierra and a 15.1% K to walk. It's been an up and down year for Civale, so we'll have to see where he goes with the Brewers. Maybe gets going, but the Brewers are desperate for starting pitching. In Berrios, the Rays receive a 20-year-old shortstop who spent the season at High A. Berrios has played 61 games at High A, hitting .325 with 17 doubles, 2 triples, a home run, and 18 stolen bases. It'll be some time before you see Berrios potentially joining the Rays, but it's an intriguing long-term investment for a team that is great at building their minor league system. With Aaron Civale heading to the Brewers, there's an opening in the rotation, and that means Shane Baz is going to get the call to take Aaron Civale's spot in the rotation. Baz made 10 starts at AAA this year and had a 4.12 ERA with 44 strikeouts over 39 and a third innings pitched. Baz was dominant over his last 5 starts, allowing 4 earned runs over 23 innings pitched with 35 strikeouts. Baz should be added in all formats. Royce Lewis left Tuesday's game with what we thought was a groin injury, and it was. Lewis was placed on the IL Wednesday with a right adductor strain. Lewis will be shut down through the All-Star break and be reevaluated after the break. With Lewis going to the IL, Brooks Lee was called up from AAA to take Lewis's spot on the roster. Lee was hitting .350 with 7 home runs and 2 steals at AAA. Lee proceeded to go 2-for-4 in his debut on Wednesday night. Kerry Carpenter of the Detroit Tigers has been rehabbing his back injury and has now been shut down as he's dealing with more discomfort in his back. That is a bummer. Christian Scott officially was recalled from AAA on Wednesday to make the spot start. Matt Festa was DFA'd. Not the best start for Christian Scott, but better days ahead. Dean Kramer of Baltimore Orioles was activated from the IL on Wednesday to make the start versus the Orioles. In Seattle, Nick Vespi was sent back to AAA. Kramer fired off 5 shutout innings with 8 strikeouts. Blake Dunn of the Cincinnati Reds is recalled by the Reds, while Levi Jordan returned to AAA. Since returning to AAA on June 14th, Dunn was hitting .244 with 1 home run and 2 stolen bases. Dunn will likely be outfield depth with no fantasy relevance. Anthony Maldonado of the Miami Marlins was recalled to add bullpen depth to the Marlins, while Vicente Belazo returned to AAA. Belazo struggled in his last start and will need more seasoning in the minors. Jordan Romano of the Toronto Blue Jays had arthroscopic surgery on his right elbow, and he'll be shut down for 6 weeks before he can begin throwing. This likely ends the season for Romano, but time will tell. Chad Green will continue to serve as the Jays' closer until Jimmy Garcia returns. Add Garcia where you can now, as he can be the closer for the remainder of the season for the Toronto Blue Jays. Peter Lambert of the Colorado Rockies was recalled from AAA to add bullpen depth for the Rockies, while Riley Pint returned to AAA. Speaking of Rileys, Riley Adams of the Washington Nationals was recalled from AAA, while Drew Milas returned to AAA. Once again, Adams will serve as the backup for Keibert Ruiz. Joey Ortiz of the Brood Crew was placed on the IL with neck inflammation. The neck has been bothering Ortiz for some time now. Vinny Capra was recalled from AAA, where he was hitting .246 with 4 home runs and 5 stolen bases. Anoli Paredes of the Milwaukee Brewers was placed on the IL with right forearm tendonitis, and Jansen Junk was recalled from AAA. Christian Mina of the Arizona Diamondbacks was called up from AAA to make his MLB debut on Wednesday. Gavin Hollowell was sent back to AAA. The 21-year-old made 16 starts at AAA, where he had a 4.90 ERA and 89 strikeouts over 82 and two-thirds innings pitched. Mina allowed 4 earned runs over 3 innings with 2 strikeouts in his debut. Justin Turner of the Jays was placed on the paternity list on Wednesday, and Stuart Baroa was recalled from AAA. Jared Jones of the Pittsburgh Pirates was removed from Wednesday's start after 5 innings with a right lat strain. After the game, Jones was not too concerned, but the Pirates will likely be very careful with their young starter. Jared Schuster of the Chicago White Sox will get the start on Thursday against the Guardians, as Drew Thorpe is being pushed back to Friday. Blake Snell of the San Francisco Giants threw five scoreless innings with nine strikeouts in his final rehab start at AAA. Snell should rejoin the Giants rotation next week. Luis Rengifo, the mascot of the Bubba and the Bloom pod, was removed from Wednesday's game in the ninth inning with a hand injury. He injured the hand on a swing in the ninth inning, and we will await more news on Thursday. But a hand injury on a swing is usually hamate bone injury, but we'll have to wait and see. I hope it's not that, because that means he's going to be out for some time. All right, before we take a look at the highlights from the day, let's take a quick break and hear from our sponsors. And welcome back to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. I'm your host, Brian Inchkin, a.k.a. KC Bubba. Some hitting highlights from Wednesday. Riley Green of the Tigers went 3-for-4 with a triple, a home run, two runs scored, and two RBIs. Green's having a great season, and over the last 3 weeks, he's hitting .320 with four doubles, four triples, five home runs, 10 runs scored, 19 RBIs, and a stolen base. Great stuff from Riley Green. My man, Rowdy Tellez, continues to mash. Went 3-for-4 with a home run, two runs scored, and an RBI on Wednesday. In the last month, Tellez is hitting .361 with four home runs, 11 runs scored, 15 RBIs, and a stolen base. Mark Vientos of the Mets continues to crush. Went 1-for-4 with a homer, a run scored, and two RBIs on Wednesday. Over the last nine games, Vientos is hitting .343 with five home runs, eight runs scored, and 12 RBIs. Make sure you check out the Daily Batters Box article on PitcherList.com for more details on the day's top hitters. Some starting pitching highlights from Wednesday. Joey Estes of the Oakland Athletics threw a Maddox. Nine shutout innings with five hits, one walk, and four Ks. Estes had 15 whiffs and a 29% CSW on 92 pitches. Over the last three games, Estes has thrown 20 2/3 innings, allowing four earned runs with 13 strikeouts. As mentioned earlier, Dean Kramer returned from the IL on Wednesday against the Mariners and threw five shutout innings with two hits, two walks, and eight strikeouts. Kramer had 16 whiffs and an impressive 36% CSW on 83 pitches, as the Mariners continue to be a team to target and stream against because they strike out a ton. Michael Wacha of the Kansas City Royals continues to just make it happen. Wacha went six innings, allowing one run against the Rays with two hits, three walks, and eight strikeouts. Wacha had 17 whiffs and a 33% CSW on 97 pitches. Over the last three starts from Wacha after returning from the IL, he's thrown 16 1/3 innings, three earned runs, so one run in each start with 19 strikeouts. Make sure to tune into the Plus Pitch Podcast with Nick Pollock. Read his daily SP Roundup to get caught up in all things starting pitching. Some relief pitching highlights from Wednesday. Raisel Iglesias picked up his 21st save of the year as the Braves beat the Giants. Kyle Finnegan saved 23 as the Nats took down the Mets. Alexis Diaz saved 19 as the Reds held on to beat the Yankees. Robert Suarez saved 21 as the Padres took down the Rangers. Jose Alvarado, after Hoffman's gotten a few saves, Alvarado picked up his 13th save of the year against the Cubs. James McArthur went an inning and 2/3 to pick up his 15th save of the year as the Royals beat the Rays. Jacob Junis picked up his first save of the year versus the Rockies, and Craig Kimbrell picked up his 21st save of the year as the Orioles beat the Mariners. Make sure you read the Daily Reliever Ranks article on PitcherList.com for more information about all things relief pitching. All right, let's take a quick peek at the 4th of July action on Thursday. If we're talking main DFS slates, there's a 7-game slate at 1:05 p.m. Eastern time, as we got a full day of action from start to finish. 7-game slate pitchers, Christopher Sanchez heads into Wrigley Field against the Cubs. Sanchez has been outstanding this season. Mad Max Scherzer back on the bump versus the Padres. Bailey Ober versus the Tigers. Nick Pivetta in a great matchup versus Miami. And then Framber Valdez has been struggling, but he's cheaper and he faces the Toronto Blue Jays. Some bats we're looking at here. Boston takes on Kyle Tyler, who was called up for the Marlins. Yes, two first names. Always a good one to target. Minnesota versus Kenta Maeda and Cleveland versus Jared Schuster. Some things I'm looking forward to on Thursday, besides just 4th of July and being an amazing holiday to begin with. Logan Webb versus Charlie Morton should be a fun one. Framber Valdez versus Chris Bassett in Toronto. Kenta Maeda versus Bailey Ober. Maeda has struggled. Ober's been really solid of late, so looking forward to that matchup. A fun one in Texas. Michael King has been great, taking on Max Scherzer. A good one in Seattle as well. Corbin Burns versus Bryce Miller. That's a doozy. And then Zach Gallen versus Landon Knack down there in L.A. to rack up the day. That'll do it, folks. But before we head out of here, make sure you go check out PitcherList.com. Go check out PL Plus and PL Pro. Sign up. You won't regret it. Get you an amazing Discord, cool tools like PLV Plus. And if you follow the boys, there's a lot of more cool stuff coming in the tools department. You got cool weekend podcast, fab podcast by Nick Pollock. You have projections and so much more over there at pitcherlist.com when you're a member at PL Plus and PL Pro. Go check it out. That'll do it, folks. I hope you all have a great 4th of July. Stay safe. Have fun with friends, family, or whatever you're up to. But most importantly, stay safe. It gets a little wild out there on the 4th, but remember what we're doing it for. It's the birthday of this great country. But I'll be back with you guys tomorrow to recap the 4th of July and get you ready for Friday as we head into another weekend of baseball action. But for now, this is your First Pitch Podcast, Thursday, 4th of July edition. Hope you have a great day.
This has been the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. If you enjoyed today's episode, rate us on iTunes, follow us on Twitter at PitcherList, and help support what we do by joining our Discord with PitcherList Plus at PitcherList.com/plus.